Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Oh boy, we got three good ones here for the Ask Her segment, Michelle. So we're going to start with the first one. You know, this one's interesting. Do I need the shingles vaccine, especially if I've already had shingles? All right. So let's just go to that whole thing. What does the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say?
It says that your risk of shingles and PHN increases as you get older. And the CDC recommends that people 60 years old and older get shingles vaccine to prevent shingles. The shingles vaccine has been used since 2006, and I can go into more detail about that, but I want to go about into who should get shingles vaccines. And those are the people, again, who are over 60. It doesn't matter whether or not you've had the chickenpox, which is actually the same virus as shingles. Studies have shown that 99% of Americans aged 40 and older have had chickenpox, even if they don't remember getting the disease. There's no maximum age for getting a shingle vaccine, by the way. So even if you have had shingles, you can still receive shingles vaccine to help prevent future occurrences of the disease. There's no specific length of time that you must wait after having shingles before receiving a shingles vaccine either. But generally, you should make sure the shingles rash has disappeared before getting vaccinated. The decision on whether to get vaccinated should be made by your healthcare provider.
I think that that's just rock on, you know. Yeah, I think it's really important because more and more people are getting it out there. By the way, you know, as a physician, Michelle, you know, seriously, as a physician, one of the things I've noticed is that one of the things that will also increase your vulnerability to getting shingles is stress.
Stress,
it could be physical stress. Like I remember one of my patients came in, she had hurt her back and sure to form within a period of weeks, the shingles popped out on her. I had another one who was under incredible mental stress and sure to form, the shingles showed up again. So it's really important to, again, try to take good care of yourself as best you can and know that especially after the age of 50 and 60, our vulnerability increases because our immune system isn't quite up to par as it was when we were 20, 30, and 40. So
Pam,
that was fantastic.
One quick question is, the shingles is usually on the trunk of the body, correct? Doesn't it usually show up on the trunk?
Well, normally, now here's how you always know. It looks like blisters. They never, ever cross midline. They do not cross midline because that's the distribution of the nerve. They normally appear on the lower part of the trunk, in the mid trunk, but you know they can appear on the face, the neck,
and
that's very tough. And that PHN, which is the postherpetic neuralgia, that is after you've had the shingles, you get this real pain that resonates in your nerve fibers.
That's
God, that can be so painful. So that's why you got to take good care. Make sure that you go see your physician, and you're actually given an antiviral to help, you know, once you actually get the shingles. So there you have it. Now, number two, we have another question. I'm going to knock this sucker off right now. Number two, does skipping breakfast really cause weight gain? Listen to me out there. No, it does not. Now, for years, all of us as experts in the field were taught to tell people, oh my gosh, don't skip breakfast and whatever. It turns out we were dead wrong. And science now shows the reason why. And this is important. Look at the word. It's not breakfast. It's break fast. And that means that current science says that you should really be not eating for a good period of 12 hours, between 12 and 16 hours, before you actually break the fast, as it were, and then start to eat again. So that means that if you've been binging in your bed, you know, that menage a trois, you, Ben, and Jerry, you know, watching endless Law and Order marathons. I'm sure you've never done that before. Surely not you. And until like 1 in the morning, and then someone says, oh my gosh, you're up at 7 a.m., you should have breakfast. I don't think so. Count out the hours, darling. It's 12 hours. And so the word isn't breakfast. It's break fast. and you really need to have those hours. So forget about it. Just forget about it.
Skipping breakfast doesn't cause weight. I'm so happy that you said this because, you know, there are a lot of days where I have to skip breakfast and people are always getting on me about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, just, again, count those hours, but it really doesn't do anything. Do you eat a little bit more at lunchtime? Yeah, but never, ever do you overcompensate enough to make up for what happened when you skip the breakfast. So you're fine. Did you hear me? Yeah, fine. Okay, number three, how can I improve my balance? Well, I mean, is that mental balance or physical balance? I think people are really talking. I know, mental, honey. Listen, check yourself in somewhere. No, but actually, you know, with your physical balance, can you stand on one leg? Seriously, Michelle? Let's see you do it. Okay.
I can stand on one leg holding on to something.
Oh, come on, man. You know.
I can. Just don't ask me to close my eyes and then to take my hands and put them out and put my finger up to my nose.
Yeah, then we're going to hear a big thud when you fall down. You know, it's so important to have balance exercises, and I'll tell you why. As you get older, that's code for 50 and over, your balance really starts going to heck, and it really does. And that's why you want to practice with it all the time. You know that soft ball that you see, it's like
a half moon.
Yeah, it's called a Bosu ball and it's in the gym. One of the coolest things to do is stand in the middle of it and literally just, but with both feet on there, just kind of get a really cool balance and then maybe do some little easy weights with that. A cooler thing to do is stand in the middle of it and lift up one foot. It's the best. It's hard to do though.
It's good exercise too, right? Then you've got yoga, which is mine.
Oh, yeah. Yoga is so good. And so also, quite frankly, is Tai Chi.
I know. Yeah.
Ooh, I love those martial arts. I've tried Tai Chi, and I actually integrate some of those moves into my own workouts because you're standing on one leg a lot. And it really helps you, especially as you're moving your arms around and everything. It really, really feels good. You know, and what's also good is when you're just doing anything you want to do, when you're just standing there waiting at the gate at an airport or whatever you do, I oftentimes will just stand on one leg, shift from one to the other.
Me too.
Doesn't that feel good?
It does, all the time. Because my feet hurt from the shoes I'm wearing.
Okay. Well, you can't do this in stilettos. Okay. Take your Louboutins off. Okay. And then just, no, seriously. Oh my gosh. It's ugly. It truly is. But seriously,
but it's great.
I love doing balance. I really do. And I keep trying to challenge myself with, you know, new ways to be able to do this all the time. So I want to once again, you know, summarize the three questions. Do you need the shingles vaccine even if you've already had the shingles? Anyone over the age of 60 really should have the shingles vaccine. And yes, if you've already had shingles, you should definitely get it. But wait until you're all recovered from the shingles because it's incredibly important. Does skipping breakfast really cause weight gain? Answer, no, it does not.
No.
And then how can I improve my balance? There's all kinds of really fun ways to do this. I love yoga, love Tai Chi. And then just simple things like, you know, just shifting your weight from foot to foot. It just works like a charm. I want to really make sure everyone out there knows that we love to hear from you. Michelle and I just sit here waiting with bated breath for that next question from you. So please, please, please email us at
askher@radiomd.com.
Yay. And you better do that because we're waiting. We're waiting on you right now.
We get great questions too. We have great questions. Yeah. It's great.
Oh, I just absolutely love it. And Michelle and I just parse through these. We don't even know where to begin. So just keep them coming no matter what they are. And, well, you better know that we're loving every moment of it. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
And you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And if you have a health question, as we said earlier, you can email us at askher@radiomd.com.